I'm excited to have you on the show, Dr. Reynolds. Good morning.
Good morning.
Very happy to have you. Tell me a little bit more about, you know, when we talk about philanthropic works, some people get really excited and some people just kind of like shun their head, because I think people don't really understand what it means, what philanthropy really means. So what does philanthropy mean to you, and what does it mean to your business?
Well, philanthropy means to me just to try to help in any way you can those who maybe aren't able to help themselves. And so we're in a business, we're an orthodontic office, and, you know, the service we provide, you know, making, amazing looking smiles is a service that, you know, really has the ability to change someone's life, for the better. And so, you know, when we were looking at really deciding who we were a few years ago, we decided, you know, one, we want to be really good at what we did and provide amazing service and amazing results for everyone who chose to do business with us. And we also decided that we wanted to give back to our community and try to be the most philanthropic orthodontic office in the Midwest.
Man, orthodontist, let's just talk about that. I, you know, am a product, my smile is a product of braces, and that is something that is not cheap. I remember as a high schooler needing to take my senior pictures and my parents not making that last payment, and I couldn't get my braces off until they made them. So I had to take my senior pictures with braces on. So would you tell our audience how important it is for us to make, you know, services like this affordable to our community, and how important it is for just young black youth to be confident in their smile, and how important it is, not just for confidence, but for health reasons, why it's important for us to have good oral care in terms of teeth straightening?
Sure. I mean, I think, you know, the world is different than it was 20 or 30 years ago. And, you know, I'm in my 40s now. So when I grew up, you know, some people had nice straight teeth, but there were a lot of people who didn't. But in today's world, you're more of the exception rather than the rule. If you don't have a nice smile, you know, people judge you based on that, and they make assumptions that are not true, unfortunately, for everyone. And so taking good care of your teeth and having a smile that you can be proud of definitely has an advantage. So from a health standpoint, you know, it avoids a lot of headache-related pain and problems with, you know, cavities and painful gum procedures and whatnot. But it also can make a really big difference socially and in business.
Absolutely. Now, what are some type of ways that your office gets involved in the community?
You know, the first thing we did is several years ago, we made a push along the lines of what you described, and we changed, you know, the traditional orthodontic model is, you know, if you want to get braces, you know, braces in the United States run somewhere between, you know, $4,500 and $7,000, just depending on where you are. I mean, maybe if you're in New York City, it's more than that, but most places that's the range. So typically, orthodontic offices will require $1,500 or $2,000 down just to be able to start treatment. And so, you know, my parents weren't able to afford that when I was a kid, and you know, we knew that people, just because they couldn't afford to put $2,000 down didn't mean they weren't going to be a payment risk and not pay for their treatment.
Right.
So we wanted to eliminate that barrier. And we knew that there was tons and tons of good people out there who, you know, weren't a credit risk, who also just couldn't afford that down payment. So we started to become more flexible with people who needed it. And that really opened the doors for a lot of people, you know, who were working, but maybe not, you know, a rich person, as you would say, but people who had a job and could make payments on it. The next thing we did is we partnered with, there's two national charities, one called Smile for Lifetime and one called Smile Changes Lives, and they both offer a variety of different orthodontic scholarships, and so we wanted to do as many of these treatments as possible, so we partnered with both of those charities and started offering an application process where people who really couldn't afford any other way to get braces, to get a scholarship for that through these foundations.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And how did you go about vetting the scholarship partnerships?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things we struggle with as orthodontists, because, you know, orthodontist treatment is several thousand dollars. And so there's lots of people who would love to have, you know, a new jet ski instead of, you know, or at least half a new jet ski instead of paying for braces, right? So those really aren't the ones that are the candidates for the scholarships. So what's nice about these foundations is that there's an application process for both of them. And it's pretty rigorous. I mean, it's difficult to scam, right? So you've got to provide tax returns and things like that to prove that you really just don't have the financial ability to pay. And the other thing is, you know, they make you write essays and do some things to prove that, you know, hey, this is something that I really want, and that I'm going to be grateful for, and not just take it as a free service, but something that's a gift to me that I'm going to pay forward in the future. So that's another big part of it, is we want people to understand that, hey, you know, this is not for free. You owe this. You don't owe the orthodontist or me in my example, but you owe someone in the future to do when you get to be old enough. You know, you need to pay that back.
Absolutely. Now, how has doing this kind of work impacted your staff? I'm sure it's not just you. I'm sure that your staff has also been intertwined in this, and how has it impacted them?
Yeah, I mean, it's very gratifying to, you know, have a gift that you can give someone that can affect their life. You know, there's a lot of tears when we reveal that people win the scholarships. We kind of do a surprise for them, and everybody winds up feeling really good, and we get to know these kids as they're coming in, and, you know, many of them have really tough lives at home, or their home is in really rough shape, and we like, you know, to hopefully provide a little bit of an example for them and help them, hoping that, you know, some small act of kindness that we can do on our part can help them later in their life. And that feels good. That feels good for all of us. It does help team morale for sure.
Absolutely. Now, we all know that in any time we're doing something good, it doesn't mean that it always turns out all roses and sparkles. Now, can you give us some examples of unexpected things that have happened throughout you doing this great work that you're just like, man, I was really trying to do something great, and this just did not turn out the way that I expected it to?
You know, I mean, I suppose if you shine a spotlight on it, you could find some examples, you know. But, I mean, even for our paying clients, you know, they don't do what we ask them to. They don't show up for appointments. They don't brush their teeth. They get cavities underneath. And that still exists even in the patients who we give scholarships for. But, you know, a lot of them haven't really had a great example of responsibility and things like that. So, you know, we try to use that as a moment where we can help them understand, you know, hey, this isn't just something that you get. You have to work as a team in order for these braces to work and to turn out really well. So, and it doesn't always work. You know, some patients maybe don't turn out as you might hope they would or as they could. But, you know, the overwhelming majority, it provides life-changing service for. It changes their confidence, changes their outlook on life. And, you know, I really am a big believer that, you know, most of us have the same aptitude. It's what attitude and determination that we apply to go and get it. And so if we have the ability to change that outlook, that attitude on life, that may be the spark that someone needs to have the confidence to go and do something they might not otherwise have done. And you know, we're happy to be able to do that. It's very rewarding.
You know, aftercare is a huge proponent in just, you know, this whole, in terms of your practice. Like I, you know, had braces as a teenager, then had to get Invisalign as an adult because I didn't wear my retainer because I'm like, oh, I didn't need this, et cetera, et cetera. How many repeat customers do you see that come back as adults and say, man, I didn't do what you told me to do afterwards. Now, you know, I need to see you again.
You know, there's a handful. There are a lot of people like I was the same as you. I had braces as a kid, and my orthodontist told me to stop wearing my retainer. So I did. And we now know that's bad advice. So
right.
If you stop wearing your retainer, your teeth get crooked. I joke with people that straight teeth is kind of like dieting. You know, it's
exactly
like your waistline. If you stop paying attention to it, then it usually changes and not for the better. So wearing your retainer is a lot easier than being on a diet, as I'm sure many people are in January on a diet now.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have some. Invisalign is a great product for people, or a clear line of therapy for people who had treatment before and they kind of need a touch-up. And then there's other alternatives. You know, our teenage patients, we don't retreat too many of them, frankly, because, you know, to their generation, straight teeth is important. And they're motivated to keep them that way. I mean, we're in the social media generation, and nobody likes taking selfies with messed up teeth, right?
That is true. So as a business owner, how do you go about, you know, targeting these, you know, this group of very, very public teenagers in the social media stage? How do you stay in front of your customer?
You know, it's a moving target. You know, the more gray hairs I get, the harder it is, you know, for me to do it. But we've got some great young people that are really savvy with social media stuff. And they kind of help us handle that. But, you know, it's a great question for any business owner is, how do you keep up with the younger generation? And it's always a moving target for sure.
Now, if we want to support your efforts in giving back to the community and ensuring that those that are less fortunate deserve the smile that they can have, the best smile that they can have, how can we get a hold of you?
You know, I'm in Detroit, you know, so for your listening office, if anyone's in Detroit, you know, they can Google our office, Blaine Reynolds Orthodontics. But, you know, there are providers for the Smile for a Lifetime charity and the Smiles Team's Life charity locally in Chicago. I know several of them, and they're great doctors. And so a lot of us who are with these charities, we actually, it's hard for us to get enough qualified applicants, although there's many, many of them out there. It's hard for us to get enough of them to go through the application process.
Really?
So we're constantly trying to raise awareness, because I would treat a lot more scholarship patients than I actually am if I just had more applications. So I think making it known that these charities are available, you know, both in your neighborhood and in many neighborhoods, I think would be great, because there's a lot of us out there who want to give back. And have the ability to get back and can't do it as much as we would like to.
Tell us about those. Tell us those charities one more time.
Yeah, one's called Smile for a Lifetime.
Smiles for a Lifetime.
Yep, Smile for a Lifetime. And the other one's called Smiles Change Lives.
Smiles Change Lives. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Reynolds. I appreciate you sharing your story and the opportunity to give back.